In the beginning, a garden was planted, enclosed within the earth, in the east, the Orient, far east, says Enoch, before the flood, and Noah, who lived there and mapped it, in the Philippines. The Bible has always led there, and even Bible historians knew how to read the Hebrew, such as Josephus in 90 AD, Lactantius, an African, in 310, and in 550, Cosmos, the Greek monk and merchant traveler who went to the Indies, wrote in Alexandria, Egypt, Africa, Christian topography, and he mapped paradise as the Philippines. That map was even published in the Greek edition of the Bible at one time. A 6,000-year track record, forgotten today by illiterate scholars. They have no education on this topic. Let us explore this massive trove of ancient maps. Israel is not east, and a spring is a spring, not a river, and must be fed by a mega river as its source, and must connect to three other heads as well, all rivers, and actually salt water even. Can they read? Africa is not east, nor in Shem's far east, where the garden has always resided. Mesopotamia is the occult creation myth of the Nephilim. Nice, scholars. Modern rivers from rain did not even exist before the flood, and the Bible never uses the word Tigris ever in the original Hebrew. Why do modern scholars have no clue when the evidence is so vast? The Garden of Eden revealed, resolving the 6,000-year testimony, marking the Far East. Now available in print only, no ebook, on Amazon and Shopee Philippines, over 75 high-resolution color historic maps with accurate interpretation no one can truly dispute. Get your book now, and a new series begins. I know in English this name sounds a little weird. Wok Wok, right? Dude, that's whack, right? No. It is the way the Muslims referred to their source of gold, islands in the Far East. Regardless of how it sounds, that's what it is, and in English anyway. And also, Zabag is another name for the same area. Guess where? Well, it's the islands in the Far East in the Philippines yet again. And this is indisputable. Wait till you see this map. You already see the one on the cover. Yeah, it's right there. Hard to miss. Now, what we're going to show you is that is, in fact, the Philippines. And that's really nothing anybody can doubt. Not sure why anyone would be surprised that that's the case. It was Solomon's land of gold, the Greeks, the Persians. David even said it was the Egyptians had gotten gold from Ophir. The Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, the Indians, the Sri Lankans, and especially the Chinese source for gold, they were all the same place. Really not hard. This is why it has so many different names, different languages, of course, different connotations. However, the ancients left directions that, again, cannot be debated. And in this case, an actual map from one of the most credible cartographers in all of history, Alidrisi, from the 1100s, the 12th century. Wow. And he nailed it. There it is, right there on the map. You can't miss it. But many do. And they go around, and they go in circles. Oh, where is it? Gee, I don't know. Well, how about you just read the map from the most credible Muslim cartographer in all of history? That might be a good place to start. Maybe just a thought, you know? Anyway, the directions are there, and it's plotted. I mean, the point is there. You really, anyone who's genuine, anyone who's really seeking the truth, You're going to find it in this video, and anybody trying to debate it after we're done here obviously is a loon. Yes, we are aware there are those who are incapable of either because their prejudice is in the way, really. And this is the problem for many academics, even some PhDs. They are not credible on this topic. They haven't done the research, and you're going to see as we do. We're going to show you this walk, again, two of the most famous Muslim maps ever created in ancient times by two of the most credible cartographers in history. But again, the big one, the huge one, the undeniable one here especially is Al-Idrisi. In a modern context, it's labeled right there in Arabic in the 1700s, and then even back in 1154. By the way, and this is important to point out, even before Marco Polo, before Columbus, before Magellan, this Al-Idrisi, man, he really knew a lot about Southeast Asia. And he draws these islands, the Philippines, and they're very specifically the Philippines. We'll show you the orientation. There's no doubting that. Al-Idrisi placed this right there on his well-renowned map. There you are, even on the cover here, three islands in Arabic labeled Wakwak, Wakwak, and Wakwak. What's that? Well, that's not just a funny-sounding name. It is the Muslim Isles of Gold. That's huge. And again, no mystery. It's the same Isles everybody else was going to for gold back in ancient times. Because why? We're going to cover that in this series, but we've covered it well already. Because the Philippines had alluvial gold deposits. They had access to gold like, I don't know, we haven't seen any other nation on earth reported to have so much of it on the surface, just below the surface, as well as in streams, all of it. Now, we'll go to an anglicized reconstruction so we can all really understand this by a very credible cartographer, Dr. Conrad Miller. He's phenomenal. His work is amazing. As well as an Arabic one, we'll show you, and we'll show you how the two coalesce, see. So he got it right. We'll also show you some teaching, basically models that show the same orientation. So yeah, we got it right. He got it right, really. We're following what cartographers have known for many centuries. He didn't stop there as he labeled one Isle of Gold in Arabic, another Subarnu Isle, which is, Dwipa in Sanskrit is Isle, so the Gold Isle is Subarna Dwipa, and this is Subarna Dwipa, Subarna Isle. Oh, gee, could that maybe be the same place? Of course it's the same place, if we use our brains, that is. Now, you mean we know where that was too? Yes, we do, and we're going to cover that in not the next video, because the next video we're going to cover the historical story of Wakwak and Zabeg, but also then after that we're going to go into the Indian land of gold, which we already see it on this map. Oh, it's not the only one, and there are many, 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 many in this case, and it really goes back to Ptolemy. Ooh, you wait, we'll show you. And Magellan corrected Ptolemy and moved it to where it should be. Didn't actually move it because he just put it where it's supposed to be. Ptolemy had it wrong, as he said, and it's all fixed. For those who can read a map, of course, we know many academics struggle in this area. We know. We're well aware. We've seen it time and time again, even in comments and certainly in conversations we've had and questions we've gotten on the road, etc. Now, we'll cover that in the next video, but let's explore and find the ancient Muslim source of gold in the Far East. When you review academia on this one, they go over basically all over the place looking for etymologies, forgetting there is more to this story than etymologies. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using them. We use them too, but that is not a case within itself. There's much more to it. Oh, oops. The two most famous, most credible Muslim maps in history for the ancient world, Plot Walk Walk in the Philippines, done. This is amazing stuff, and hopefully everyone will learn from this video. This was never a mystery, and, you know, how can they forget to even bother to look at these two most famous maps? That's kind of hard. So absorb this, test it, and prove all things for yourself. Here we go again, restoring the truth and exposing the lies prevalent in modern scholarship and academia on this one. Before we start, though, notice how many have pitched in confirming the last two videos in comments. And you see this with our videos, especially Filipinos. Man, they know things, especially in their own language, that really affirms our findings oftentimes. Dante says that Zipangu, right? Zipangu in Kapampangan, something like that, actually means flat-nosed. Oh, wow. Certainly a distinction of the many Filipinos, the land of the flat-nosed people. And again, that's a good thing. Vanessa says that the Pangu nose is so cute, indeed. But the long pointed nose, oh no, that's the weird and scary one. Hey, we ain't gonna argue with that. Tick Tick Farner, or however you say this, affirms this same meaning. And Merovic also says so as well. Yes, this is true in their language. And see, many don't know the Philippine languages at all. But wow, this is incredible to see these things. And, you know, they're actually even going to lead into this video, which is part of the reason why I'm covering this. It's amazing. Miguel says rhino and elephant bones are found in his province of Isabela on Luzon. But again, you can listen to academics who say, no, elephants were never native to the Philippines, which, I mean, we have their bones, so we know that is a lie. It's absolute ignorance of actual archaeology and all over the archipelago. Another confirms cannibalism in ancient Philippines as reported as part of Zipangu. We led you to just one book. There are actually several such legends, but there you go. And get this, they tell us that in northern Mindanao, now this is appropriate to this video, Wawa actually means river. Wawa, wak wak. Okay, again, not our position, but a very interesting point. We are about to cover wak wak, and here you go. It's interesting as the words taga ilog, right, which is combined to form the word Tagalog, right, means people of the river. Oh, here we go again. I mean, yet the Philippines has no significant river. Now, that's odd. Actually, it does. It is surrounded by the Pisan River from Eden, which is on the bottom of the ocean floor, thus the reference to river. Watch our Rivers from Eden series for that. We cover it there, not here. And don't try to debate it here because, well, you'll be muted. We're just not going to play those games anymore with trolls. And then, as always, we get some great linguistics. Comments are so valuable here as well because they affirm and really expound on the videos and the teaching. We've learned so much from this exchange, even from the questions. But Butler R., who lives in Israel and speaks fluent modern Hebrew, understands, by the way, ancient Hebrew as well. We've had many discussions with him. Says Zipangu can be rendered in Hebrew. How about that? And means they harmed. Ooh. Now, he makes the excellent point that this is actually what they, the colonialists, did to the Philippines. They harmed it, right? They stole from it. He rightly points out Matthew 12:42, where Messiah prophesied this would happen. Now, let's get it right to it. Let's review some famous Muslim maps, as you see on the cover, that actually chart Wak Wak, the Muslim Isles of Gold in the Philippines. This has never been a mystery, regardless of the many who remain willingly ignorant in academia and even write articles and blogs and books and etc., and they don't even know what they're talking about. They seem unable to even read or even bother to go to look at these famous, very credible maps. Kind of hard to miss Al-Idrisi in the Muslim world. Wow. I mean, here it is, right there in the Philippines. They can't move it, no matter what mental gymnastics they attempt. It is incredible how many so-called theories there are, you know, that just plain forget that the Indies included the Philippines. Oh, duh, right? They treat it as if it never existed. There is no Philippines. What are you talking about? Oh, it's north of the equator in southeast China. That must be Japan. Okay, you know, they can play stupid all they wish, but let's call it what it is, and let's get to the truth. And we will in this video. Here we go. These maps match and are a part of this 6,000-year history and mindset that really no one can deny, honestly. I know, we know that they're dishonest. Who will try, but there it is on the map, this incredibly well-fashioned map was created by Al-Idrisi, an African, by the way, the most credible African cartographers, like Al-Idrisi, drew the Garden of Eden and the Land of Gold in the Philippines, not in Africa. Wow. See, it has to be in Shem's territory, in the Far East, not in Ham's, ever. And anything credible. And he was a Muslim, so he certainly knew the Muslim world and its Isles of Gold, because he drew them very specifically in Southeast Asia as the Philippines. Now, this is 1154, and this is incredible. I mean, the amount of detail, the level of detail this whole map has is incredible. Now, on his map, Southeast Asia is essentially the box we drew, the red box up there in the upper left. Look at all that detail on those islands. We're going to blow it up, don't worry. And we're going to blow it up again. So we're going to super blow it up. This guy knew what he was talking about. And wow, I mean, once you read this, your jaw's going to hit the floor. You just, I can't believe this has been sitting there on one of the most credible maps of the Muslim community you could ever consider. And academics haven't bothered to look at that. Wow. Yeah, that's where our jaw is, because it's hard to fathom. Now, we took a portion here, the portion that was boxed in red, and we flipped it upside down so it would make sense in our perspective. Of course, the writing is now upside down, but that's all right. We're going to show those two blown up very clearly. We have this in very high resolution, which is a wonderful thing. And it's published in high resolution in the book, so you can really see a lot of this. And we blow up the detail there, too. But he was not suggesting maps are upside down, by the way. And this is not proof of that ridiculous concept, because maps are not upside down. North is still north. Get your compass out. You can see for yourself. Take a walk, and you'll see that north is still north. That's never been anything that's ever made any sense. They base it on the Piri Reis map, which is only a fragment of a map. They don't even know what they're talking about. That is normal for his era. And of course, he didn't know about the Americas and Pacific back then. But he did know where the Muslim Land of Gold was and is indeed. As we zoom in, you can start to see some detail. We can test very quickly and know exactly where we are. This is very good, especially for a 12th century map. Imagine that. Wow. This is, you know, centuries before Columbus and Magellan, etc. You can see Sri Lanka, also known as Serendip. Now, that's a very well-preserved name in history of Sri Lanka, so there's no doubt what it is. And that is how he labeled it, so no question. Of course, we know where we are on the map anyway, so that's obviously Sri Lanka. It's even the shape of Sri Lanka, essentially. India is north of that, which also tells you where we are, with several place names there. You can go test them all and confirm them very easily, but here's one on screen. Fandarina, right there in the southern part of India, is Malabar, and is, you know, the southern part of India, well known in that area. Not lost at all to history. So we know Sri Lanka, India. He then progresses on the map, if you're heading east, which is the normal route, to what is drawn as an island, but is very clearly the location of Burma. See, Burma and the Malay Peninsula are both drawn as islands on this map, which is very rare. You don't normally see that in cartography, but okay. At least we know that. In fact, you even see Siam there, which is Thailand, drawn as an island, and we know that's not an island. So we can see where the perspective there is a little mixed up, but still, he's placing things in the area around about where they actually are. Then this really big, long island. Look at that. Well, it's not an island. That's the Malay Peninsula. Oh, we don't have to guess because he labeled it. Oh, look at it right there. We blew it up for you. Malay. Hello. We know what it is. That's not the land of gold, by the way, even according to Ptolemy, who actually thought it was Burma because it's as far as he could see, and his map ended after Burma. He didn't even include the Malay Peninsula, so what a nonsensical perspective. Now, we also see an island out of place too far south, Samol, which belongs, likely it's referring to the one in the Philippines next to Mindanao. Right, you know, just south of Davao, Philippines. We are passing India here and Sri Lanka. We left Burma behind. We're passing the Malay Peninsula to this group of islands. What is this? Can we really understand what it is? Well, actually, we can because it's very definitive. And we get to what's there? Well, we're going to find the labeling of the Muslim Isles of Gold right there in that group of islands, that archipelago. I know we're just super crazy to actually, well, read a map and use simple logic and common sense, but, you know, it will be said, of course. We are not the only ones, however, and that's the problem for the few detractors that will try. Here is, we know they will because they're paid to do so. So we already know that everything we put out gets, you know, some sort of nasty, vomitous, venomous mention from, you know, communist and Jesuit enemies. Oh, well. Here is a cartographer's rendering with a clean view of the area we were just talking about. And there you go. Turns out we looked at it properly. According to cartographers, as you progress to the east, there is Ceylon, which is Sri Lanka, India, true India, where the Indus is, Indus River is. You head further east, and the gigantic island there is the Malay Peninsula, Malaya. It's right there. And then a bunch of islands, an entire archipelago, right? And so you go beyond the Malay Peninsula, and they wrap around heading to the north from there. Gee, I don't know what that could be, right? I mean, can you believe there are academics that don't, it appears. An entire archipelago there, southeast of, oh, there's China. So there really is no question. This is the area of the Philippines. But more detail is there. Yes, the Philippines is that vast. It really is. It goes basically from, you know, the Malay Peninsula all the way up to China. It is an incredibly large area. A lot of small islands in there, but nevertheless, that is the Philippines. But let's see. Now, just past the Malay Peninsula is an island plotted as Borneo. What? Well, here's the name on it. The Isle of Sabarma or Sabah, Malaysia, really Philippines in history, and actually many would say still is. But regardless, we know where we are, right? Now, the islands north of Sabah, Malaysia are called what? What's called the Philippines? All of them. All the way up to China. all of them are the Philippines. Now, we highlighted this whole area in pink. Yes, it wraps around, which is not quite the shape, but no surprise in the 12th century. And this map really isn't the shape of the earth per se. However, because it's missing the Americas. I mean, you know that, right? However, he doesn't lose the position here, as that's South China or Sin. We'll show you more of China so you can see North China, in fact, in the next perspective. We can't show it all at once. We will, though. We're trying to, you know, go one at a time. That's Luzon at the top, though, in the pink area. We'll prove it to you. Yes, the Philippines, mostly small islands, but again, vast area, and it does cover all of this area from the Malay Peninsula all the way up to China, basically. Now we get to it. This is Dr. Conrad Miller's reconstruction that we're using here so far. The cover's not, but this is. The cover's in Arabic, so yeah, we do that, but we're going to go there next. A very good one, affirmed by others. We already showed you one teaching map. We're going to show you others. The original, as you can see on the cover, in Arabic, that's another reconstruction, but it's in Arabic at least, so you can see. But we'll go to the original too. Yeah, how about we do it all? We'll just do it all. Make sure we got it right, right? Because we know we do. So he took those characters and he anglicized them. So he's not writing in a cursive Arabic. He's rendered them in English letters, basically, so we can understand what this says. And good thing, you know, thank Yahuwah for that. And look how easy it is. There's Wak Wak, right there on the map. The Muslim Isle of Gold, Isles really of Gold, just north, the very next islands, basically, Mindanao, Philippines, just north of Borneo. Come on, that's what it is. Go look at a map. If you don't know, then just don't pretend to know how to read a map. That's all. Two in a row are labeled Wak Wak. Ha. So, gee, where could it be? Well, we know where it is. It's on a map. A credible one. How could they miss this? In fact, in the bottom here, remember, this is flipped upside down. But the entire region, see the red line? And this is consistent with this mapping perspective. The entire region is labeled Al-Wak Wak, right? Because it's a region. That's an archipelago. That's the Philippines. The Muslim Isles of Gold right there is clear as day. Boom. On the map. As we go further north, we're in Visayas here, to the right on this map, but that'd be north in the actual accurate perspective. And lots of isles there, but one is named Al Wak Wak. Oh, right there. Wow. This is no mystery, folks. There's really nothing to debate, and they should adjust every Wikipedia article and all of this crap that's out there that is absolutely just full of lies that missed the most famous Muslim map in all of history. That's pretty stupid. Just north of that, still in Visayas, there is an incredibly revealing name on that island. Wow, this is amazing. It is Isle of Gold. Zahab in Arabic is the Arabic and actually even the biblical Hebrew word for gold. Wow. Folks, these isles of the Philippines, essentially the entire archipelago, have always been the Isles of Gold. Even those islands that may not have gold mines, doesn't matter. They're part of the land of gold. Since Genesis 2. Then, remember, we just covered Zipangu, and would you know, Aladrizi marks another island in Visayas as Isle of Zangi. Or Zipangi or Zipangu. We saw that on several renderings. They would actually render it Zipangi. So Pangi or Zengi is what? What's Zipangi? That's what it is. It's Zipangu. See, that's the Chinese name for the land of gold, but the others are not Chinese. Zahab, of course, Arabic and even biblical Hebrew in origin, for gold. Wow. And Wak Wak is rendered in Arabic, but actually, doesn't even derive from there. We're going to show you, we're going to cover this video, we'll go ahead and do that while we're here, that this actually derives from Persian legends. So we'll show you the legend and how it is, in fact, leading to the Philippines as well. It's not Chinese. So, you know, for the article that we read a couple of videos ago to go and try to render it as Japan, because they have a Chinese name that has nothing to do with anything and is no way to interpret Wak Wak, the Muslim land of gold. The Muslims didn't come from China in that age in origin, and the legend didn't come from China. It came from Persia and Sinbad the sailor, who didn't go to China. So, yeah, doesn't work. They're just not even trying to understand it clearly. I mean, this nails it, right? It's based on that legend. We can end here, right here, on this one map. That's really all we need. Done. The end. There's no questioning Al Idrisi about a Muslim Isle of Gold. It's there on the map. It's the Philippines, clearly. Basically, then the Chinese name is there too, Zipangu. And of course, we have the biblical Hebrew and Arabic word for gold, Zahab, Isle of Zahab, or gold. As well. I mean, this is, wow, this is a grand slam, if you know baseball terms. Other islands actually bear meanings as well. We're going to cover those next video. We're not going to get into them because they go with the legend. Oh, there's a legend in the Philippines of Wak Wak, because it's a Tagalog word based on a Tagalog legend, and the legend is recounted a little differently, but very closely. The legend is recounted by the Muslims. Oh, how about that? Yeah, we'll get there. What we're looking at here, though the coastline is actually essentially straight here in this area of the world, but no matter, is the Philippines wrapping around this point. And this is where a lot get confused, because they miss that that's the Malay Peninsula there, which is labeled Malay. Kind of hard to miss, but they do. There's Luzon at the top of the pink area, labeled Lamang. What? Well, wait a minute. That's a name for the Philippines. Even in legend, as they're writing Biagni Lamang, or Life of Lamang in English, which is a reference to the Philippines as a nation. Then we see an island named Sabara Island. Wait. Sabara Island? Now, in the Indian language, the word isle is Dwipa, right? So this is Sabara Dwipa. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's how you would render it in Sanskrit. What are they doing here? This is the Indian name for the land of gold, Suvarna Dwipa, or Swarna Dipa. What? Wow, right there. Now we're going to cover that more in the coming videos. Don't worry, because we have other maps there that point to the same thing. And really, Ptolemy was trying to get at that same thing with his Saba Dipa. Oh, Saba Diba, right? Now in Tagalog, that's Diba is a word, but also Dwipa, Diba, islands in Sanskrit, in the Indian language. So really, you have Saba Island. Same thing. And it's referenced as the whole Philippines, and then it's referenced as even just Cebu. We're going to get there. We'll show you multiple maps on that one. This map, though, pulls all of these concepts together. It's one of the most amazing maps, especially for Southeast Asia, that you would ever see. And far better than going to Ptolemy, who, oh, wait a minute, Southeast Asia is missing from his map. It's not even there. He doesn't even have the Malay Peninsula. Nothing beyond Burma, and he encloses the Indian Ocean. Duh. Yeah, he labels some isles that are in the Philippines because he ran out of map. He didn't know where they were. He knew they were in the Far East. He didn't know where in the Far East. He didn't even know about the tens of thousands of islands that he missed in the entire Pacific Ocean. It's okay that he didn't know. Just don't treat it as if he was an expert on Well, nothing, because that's what his map shows. Nothing. The British position uses Ptolemy's map, number one, in this whole discussion, and it is as stupid as anyone could be. It's unacademic to say, oh, this map is how you find things in Southeast Asia. Oh, wait a minute, sir. On your map, there is no Southeast Asia. So how do you do that? Oh, duh. Yeah, they don't know. There's no way. They may have an answer for that, but it won't be a very good one. You can see Luzon, then Visayas, and Mindanao in this large area very clearly. This is reality because the Philippines is the large area here very distinctly. Nothing to discuss, and certainly nothing to debate. In fact, Sabah is the same Hebrew word as Sheba. Ooh, wait a minute. Did you know that Sheba, as well as Ophir and Tarshish, though in Greek, Chrys and Argyre, have been on maps for thousands of years? Oh, whoops. Yeah, and we're going to show you several maps that even just highlight Sheba specifically. Sheba, Saba, very similar, all the same word in Hebrew. We add the H in assumption in Hebrew, but it could just be an S, so Seba and Sheba are the same word. Saba and Sheba are also the same word because there's no vowels, vowel points there to go on. But there it is on a map, and there are many more that we'll show you coming soon in this series. Notice to the right, the northern part, you see Luzon, the two isles there, and they are southeast of those mountains of China, those famous mountains of China that go right through to the southern tip called Tamus on many maps, which is that southeast China peninsula. This is how you should read geography. It's so easy when you keep your perspective straight. Understand that the ancients, yeah, some things moved. India can be a vast area. So you see India on a map. You can't just look at that and say, oh, well, that's by India. Whoa, what part of India? You mean India in Iran, India in Afghanistan, India in actual India? Are you talking about India in the Malay Peninsula? Are you talking about India as Indochina? Because it was mapped as all of those. And were you talking about India as the islands of India, the Indies? Yeah, all of that vast area is called India. So you see the word India, it's not enough. It gives you an idea of the part of the world that you're in, but it is not a specific indicator. You see the Ganges drawn all the way on the in the South China Sea. Well, the Ganges doesn't empty in the South China Sea. We know this, right? And yet you have scholars who are looking at a map. They'll see the Indus over where India is supposed to be, where true India is, and then they'll see the Ganges emptying into the South China Sea. Instead of correcting that the Ganges isn't actually there, the dunderheads read the map that means the islands off the coast there must be in India. Whew! Wow. I mean, I cannot imagine anything more illiterate, and they call themselves scholars and academics. And they're scholars and academics of nothing. So all of this ties together. But check this out. Look in the bottom right there. You can see it labeled Nieder China, okay, which is German for North China. There it is in Arabic prior to that, rendered the anglicized version, of course. Sin is China, right? So he's saying that's North China. Because north of the mountains, right? So that's North China. And southeast of that tip, of that point, Tamus, is those two islands there, which are really, it's really Luzon Island. Philippines, it's really one island, but that's okay. There's really nothing to discuss here. It's pretty easy to tell. Folks, the Philippines is the ancient land of gold, even to the Muslims. I know, we must be really crazy to read this map as it is, well, drawn and clearly reads. I mean, come on, anyone, even a layman, can read this map. You do not need to be a scholar. However, it would really take a moron to try to debate this one. We know, they will try. especially a demon-possessed intellectual rapist who does on everything we put out, because not anything we ever say could possibly be true. What an idiot. Here's the same perspective, again, on a cleaner view from the 19th century, demonstrating, as the last one did, our perspective is accurate. What I've just told you is the truth, and test it for yourself. You see Hind, India, right? Hindi, or Hind with a D. India, that's India, even in Bible language, by the way. Then Sin, China. Now we know that. That's no mystery. Sina, it became in time, or Sinai, spelled that way anyway, or close to it, usually E's on the end. As we saw on the detailed map, that region of islands, the Philippines, are labeled as Wakwak as a region, and even with specific islands within, labeled Wakwak, Wakwak, Wakwak. This is not a mystery. Come on, academia. Just do a little research before speculating and writing an article, writing a Wikipedia article, writing a book even. Amazing. The misleading of people, the deception is so strong, no doubt, just as we were warned it would be in this age. Oh, and in the middle of those islands, there is... Whoa, what's that say? Cebu? Oh, wow! Where's Cebu? I don't know. It must be Africa. It must be. No, we're in Visayas here, and that's Cebu Island. One of the big islands, big seven islands in the central region of the Philippines. And it's called Wakwak in territory by the Muslims. Even in this, simplistic view. There you go. I know. We're using reconstructions, right? And a lot of these are from the 1800s. Well, how dare we, right? Well, it's called teaching, and we'll continue to do that. And these are in, oh no, they're not in Arabic even, see? Well, actually they are, they're just anglicized, but that's okay. Let's take a look at an Arabic map of Al-Idrisi's mapping. Same map, same orientation, Southeast Asia's in the upper left. See those three islands there in a row? Yeah, that's the one we showed on the cover. These have labels you can still read. We have this in very high resolution, which is a wonderful thing. It's not always easy with ancient maps. But would you look at that? In Arabic, there is the Muslim Isles of Gold labeled Wakwak, Wakwak, and Wakwak. Boom, three in a row, all in Visayas, Philippines. The other renderings are accurate, but wait, that's not the original map from Al-Idrisi. How dare you not use that? Oh, okay, let's take a look at that too, because it says the same thing. Here is the original mapping by Al-Idrisi, and it's hard to read all of the labels, of course. These ancient maps are not always easy to read. We'll show you some that are better than others. But the good news is we have, simplistic renderings, we have reconstructions that you can really start to understand this. So some of the reconstructions will pull from other descriptions and language that he has there that you may not see on an island on this map, right? You can even see that these islands have markers, but they're so worn you can't even read them. Well, that's no surprise. Not for an ancient map. And that's why we didn't use this one, even in the book. We don't have it in super high resolution, but we do have the others, and they are accurate. There's no doubt. We know this because this whole region, as we know this map shows in the anglicized versions, is labeled in Arabic, Wakwak. Boom. Here it is right here on Al-Idrisi's map. So no question where it is. It's in the Philippines. We could really end this video here, but we find a mindset on other credible maps by the Muslim community, so we want to just cover them quickly, but we're just going to do it quickly because this is the origin. This is the one. This is the guy to go to if you want to learn about what the Muslims believe, especially in geography. There's nowhere else. This is number one. And how many academics have gone there? seems very few. We don't hear about it. Go read the Wikipedia article. No mention of Aldrizzi. Why wouldn't you look at his map? 1154. Hello, that's 100 years before Marco Polo. He's already mapping Zipangu. And he's already mapping the Muslim land of gold. The Muslims were ahead on this. So, ahead of the Western world anyway. Al-Idrisi, who again is not only Muslim, let's remember this, he's one of the foremost experts in cartography in history, especially in his age. And he was a very credible African cartographer. An African cartographer locating the land of gold in the Far East in the Philippines, not in Africa. Now, that shouldn't be a surprise because Enoch and Jubilees were preserved in Africa and both have maps. Yes, they have them in written directions and they lead to the Garden of Eden in the Far East in the Philippines, in Shem's territory, not Ham's. Even Wikipedia notes the region we're pointing out is Southeast Asia on this map of Al-Idrisi. According to Cambridge University, the most credible first printed Muslim book of maps, an atlas edition, including this map here from 1728 by Ibrahim Mutafarerka, or however you say his name. This is cursive Arabic, of course, which it's much easier to read, the anglicized version for most of us. But still, it's pretty clear. This also identifies Wak Wak. It's right there on the map. Let's see. We'll zoom in. Here it is, labeled as Palawan, Philippines, with the same label on Luzon Island. See, Wak Wak's more than one island. It's really the entire archipelago in connotation. Again, remember that regional term that was there on Al-Idrisi's map? Very clear. We don't need this as Al-Idrisi really settled it once and for all because you just can't, you can't overrule him, not credibly. But is this a coincidence? No, of course not. In fact, we can find a 1732, a few years later, publishing of really what appears to be the same mapping in origin that shows the same thing here. Wak Wak is in the Philippines. There you go. Now, we're going to cover the account next of Wak Wak and Zabag some as well. But one huge thing, we'll also get into some etymologies. I know that's solely what some try. And a perfect example, we read the article a couple of videos ago by Japan Today, which they were invoking Japan to the Chinese was known as Wakaku. Well, that sounds close to Wak Wak. Well, kind of does. Not quite, but it kind of does. But see, setting up this discussion is what they're doing to claim that Japan is the land of gold, Zipangu, because it's also Wak Wak. No, it's not. We just saw the actual Muslim cartographer, the most credible one in all of history, says Wak Wak was in the Philippines. Done. Not in Japan. But the account couldn't possibly lead to Japan anyway. We're going to show you the next video. And it's not, they're basing that on the Chinese word. See, that's a Chinese word, Wak Wak. But see, Wak Wak is not from China. It's not a Chinese word. It's based on the Persian legend. I just want to mention this quick before we're out on this video. It turns out the origin is Tagalog, not Chinese, not Japanese. No, it's Tagalog. Yeah, there's a Tagalog word, Wak Wak, and comes with a legend that fits the story. Oh, how about that? So it's not Chinese, Japanese, or any other language. It's not even Persian, even though the legend comes from Persians who came to the Philippines. How do we know this? Well, Sinbad the Sailor, about 800, is the record. He went deep into the Indies. Whether you want to look at the story as fiction or not, doesn't matter. The geography is accurate. The geography actually matches the Philippines. And there are things here that, I mean, how would he know otherwise? Okay, so maybe the writer knew, and maybe the writer somehow knew a sailor who did go to the Philippines and wrote the story based on that. Doesn't matter, the geography is accurate here. We are not apologists for Sinbad the Sailor. Sorry, we ain't going to play that game. Try that in comments. Be muted. We are not going there, and you won't either. Now, so this basically is a trip deep into the Indies, he's going to tell you. He gets, you know, in fact, rather lost in the Indies as he goes deeper and deeper. And where's he going to be? Well, what's deep in the Indies? That's usually it's the Philippines. I mean, depending on what direction you head, but more than likely, it's what it would be. Well, in this case, it's indisputably the Philippines. His story says, we set sail and steered a course toward the Indies. Okay, the Philippines is part of the Indies, you know, right? In the ancient perspective, that included the Philippines. Through the Persian Gulf, which is formed by the coast of Arabia Felix on the right and by those of Persia on the left. We all know this is the Persian Gulf, still called that today, easy to find. And they did what? They headed east to the Indies, into the Indies and deep into it. We continued at sea for some time, touched at several islands, and at last landed at that of Salabat. What? Wait, that's Tagalog. Yeah. You don't really see a tie for that word in the other languages in the area. It's Tagalog. Salabat is a very common term in the Tagalog language, meaning referring to ginger tea, which they're famous for. Then he says, where sandalwood is obtained, which is of great use in medicine. Now, I know you go, you look this up, and you will not find an island named Salabat in the Philippines. Well, you do know the Spanish erased and renamed a lot of things there, so yeah. And actually, there are some very similar, but not directly. Agreed. Don't need it. It's Tagalog. So, I mean, it's a Tagalog designation, indisputably. But then, sandalwood, you say? Oh, I looked up the distribution maps, and the Philippines doesn't even have sandalwood, right? Talk about ludicrous. Now, I don't know why. Obviously, those maps are probably based more on who's exporting. And there's a reason why the Philippines isn't exporting its sandalwood on mass scale, because it is endangered in this age. However, this is the national tree of the Philippines, the Nara. It's a sandalwood. Wow. Two iconic designations that talk about one of the terms probably more widely used in the Philippines as any, Salabat, as well as Nara, the national tree. Hello, you're in the Philippines. Indisputably so. And that's the origin of this legend, which we already know is the Philippines, because there it is on a map from Al-Idrisi, the famous Muslim cartographer, greatest in all of history. Duh, it's on maps. Muslim maps located their isles of gold in the Far East, in the Philippines, period. Which are the Chinese Isles of Gold, known as Zipangu, because that's right there on that map too, by Al-Idrisi, as the Philippines. Even Zahab, the Arabic and Bible Hebrew word for gold, is on the very same, labeling an island in the middle of Visayas. The real question, how can anyone ever treat this as a mystery in any sense? They're certainly not academic, and they're certainly not scholarly. Now, next, we will cover the account and its details, which also fit the Philippines. You'll see, it is time to restore what the ancients well knew in a 6,000-year mindset, as the Philippines was known as the Garden of Eden and Land of Gold throughout that period. The fact academia forgot it over the past few centuries should be absolutely embarrassing to them. I mean, how exactly do you lose the Land of Gold and the Garden of Eden, where the very Holy of Holies of Yahuwah on earth is? Wow. You know, for 6,000 years, duh. We have over 575 videos now on YouTube and other platforms noted in the description box. A little over 3 years ago, we began publishing these positions in books. And we now have 11 in that time. Be sure to get your copy of Garden of Eden Revealed, the Book of Maps. Go to ophirinstitute.com for links. And next, we are printing in the Philippines right now, to be done soon, already out in ebook free, our Tagalog version of Solomon's Treasure. And that is a phenomenal effort. We're so happy for that. It's very well written by academics, actually. And we are so pleased to bring this to you. Now, the one thing is Amazon wouldn't allow us to self-publish. They won't print in Tagalog because it's not a language their system supports, and that's okay. We found an international distributor who picked it up, and they're going to get it on the same Amazon stores that we always do, and they're going to get it on many other stores. So this is going to be available internationally, just like our other books. Coming very soon, we're almost there, and we'll be announcing that. I cannot wait for that one. We are also working on the Book of Enoch in Tagalog, and that is coming soon as well. We're not quite there, but it's getting close. Wow. You know, this keeps getting better and better all the time. Thank you for watching, and always remember, prove all things for yourself. Yah bless to everyone.